the amount of investment taking place leaves a lot to be desired for the minister to be making these claims, and indeed the figures actually would be disputed by his own department as well, because there has been a row over the last number of weeks in relation to actually the figures and the job creation figures in the different regions across the country. It's not before time that they should actually be looking at the regions around the country to ensure that there is some level of balanced development. And it's interesting that it's in the 12 months in the run-up to a general election that they're actually doing this now, where I would argue that they should have been doing it from 2011 to ensure that some of the imbalance between Dublin and the rest of the country could be addressed and we could see some real job creation in the county.
You've said one of the problems is that companies are more likely to want to invest in areas like Dublin, Galway, etc., because they've got better broadband, because they've got better infrastructure, and until those issues are tackled in Donegal and the border region, then we won't see real progress.
That's right. You know, the issue of broadband is a real barrier to companies developing, and it's something that the government, and I have to say one of the positive things that this government did do was that they brought in legislation that allowed DSB to enter into joint ventures and to wrap fibre on their own network, but they've been very slow in actually delivering it, and the government has been dragging their heels and actually ensuring that the broadband is delivered into the rural areas. That's something positive that they could be doing that would, I believe, unleash a huge amount of potential right across Donegal and right across the border region.